Now, you ever notice that when you're talking about the whole armor of God, the only weapon of offense that the word that the Lord said, Paul, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, said was your weapon, was this found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. It says this, it says, and take the helmet of salvation, he said, and the sword of the Spirit. What is it? The sword or the weapon of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. So when you're operating with the word of God, glory to God, he says that word is your weapon. And in fact, when an adversary is trying to come up against you and you're getting bombarded from side to side, remember the Holy Spirit will bring things back to your remembrance. He'll bring the word back to your remembrance. And what are you supposed to do with that word? You're not supposed to sit there and just like, you know, close your eyes and, you know, look like you got a twitch or something like that. What are you supposed to do? You open up your mouth and you begin to declare the word of God over that situation. And when you begin to declare the word of God over that situation, guess what happens? You are swinging or wielding that sword, which is the word of God. And what are you doing? Defeating your adversary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of life. In the book of glory to God, in the book of Galatians chapter 5, we're instructed to walk in the Spirit. What does the Spirit do? The Spirit is the Spirit of life. The Spirit is the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 2, it says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. So